Now, a Federal Reserve official has accused Saudi Arabia of engineering the global oil price crisis to hurt its regional rival, Iran. The head of the Dallas Federal Reserve says Riyadh benefits both economically and politically from the oil price decline. Richard Fisher said Saudi Arabia is able to handle the sharp drop of a much longer period as its reserves are far larger than Iran's. He predicted that oil prices will not return to around $100 per barrel anytime soon. This because Riyadh is determined to keep prices low and force shale oil producers out of business. Crude has lost almost half its value since last June. OPEC's decision back in November to maintain that its output unchanged led to a sharper drop in global oil prices, forcing many countries to urge the group to revise its decision. Let's speak to Dean Henderson. He's the author of Big Oil and Their Bankers, and he joins us via Skype from Missouri. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Henderson. Now, Saudi Arabia engineering the global oil price crisis. Do you see it that way, too?
Well, there's definitely a grain of truth to what Mr. Fisher says. You know, Richard Fisher's an interesting guy, the head of the Dallas Fed. You know, he was with Brown Brothers Harriman Bank, which is the dynasty that, you know, funded Hitler and spawned the Bush political dynasty. He was also instrumental in implementing NAFTA and in getting China into the WTO, worked on a lot of these trade agreements. On the other hand, he's a Democrat, and he was one of the guys who spoke out against the quantitative easing of Bernanke and Yellen. So he's kind of a interest rate hawk. He'd like to see higher rates. So there's a grain of truth to what he says, but I think on the other hand, he didn't get the memo, because the reality is this Federal Reserve crowd that he works for was behind the Saudis all the way. And basically, you know, Saudi Arabia is just like Israel. It's a colony of the Rockefeller Rothschild oil axis. Israel was created in 1917, Balfour Declaration. Ibn Saud was made a client of the British in 1917. So they created these entities in the Middle East to control oil. And so he didn't get the memo, because it's his bosses who told Saudi Arabia to do just what they're doing, to punish Russia, to punish Iran. But on the other hand, as I say, there's a grain of truth to it. And it could also, we hope, be an indication that the United States is maybe ready to move away from Saudi Arabia and, you know, who knows, even move closer to the Iranians with these peace talks. So it's interesting, interesting comment.
Indeed. Now, Mr. Henderson, how would the U.S. benefit from this, though? As you've just said, it's the U.S. controlling Saudi Arabia. But wouldn't low oil prices basically push out shale oil producers from the market?
Yeah, but you have to understand that our foreign policy isn't run by the people of the United States, and it isn't for the benefit of the people. Who's going to benefit besides the Saudis? Well, it'll be the four horsemen of oil: ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, Bridge Petroleum, and Chevron Texaco. And these companies, basically, you know, the shale production's already built out, the infrastructure's there, they've paid all these employees already, and they love nothing better than for oil prices to crash so that they can go in now and take over all these small companies and all these assets on the cheap. So big oil has also a history, just like the Saudis, of being able to live with high or low oil prices depending on the times that we're in. So big oil will benefit from these low oil prices, because they'll be able to come in and pick up these assets on the cheap, you know, once the dust settles.
And so how long can Saudi Arabia survive on such low oil rates, specifically considering, unlike Iran, the Saudi economy is very dependent on its oil exports?
Well, again, I think we have to differentiate between the Saudi people, who will suffer, and the House of Saud, which won't suffer, because I'm sure that their handlers in the City of London have told them already, buy, you know, basically short oil futures, buy U.S. Treasury bonds. We're getting ready for a deflationary environment. So they can hang on for quite a long time, because they've got, you know, political, you know, patrons who are taking care of them and getting them into other assets that they can make money on. But yeah, the Saudi people, just like the U.S. people, just like people around the world, will not benefit from this, because we're entering now a deflationary environment, which could actually lead to a global depression.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That was Dean Henderson, the author of Big Oil and Their Bankers, joining us via Skype from Missouri. Many thanks, Mr. Henderson, for your comments here on Press TV.